But firstly, let me declare this meeting officially open and extend the word of welcome to all present, including our staff, members of the media, and all other guests. There is an agenda before us. Maybe the first thing would be to agree on this agenda. We treat this opening and welcome. The first two have already been done. Apologies. Adoption of the report and adoption of outstanding minutes and motion. Is there any other matter that needs to be reflected on the agenda?
No, Chair, move to adopt the agenda.
Okay. Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Any second? Thank you very much. Can we move to apologies?
Honorable Jackman, who's having a commitment to commitment meeting.
Chair, there's also an apologies from Honorable Monsenga, Honorable Stock, Honorable Mamburu, Honorable Makwebu, and Honorable Mbabama. And the coaching. Yeah.
Yes, you see, there is an extended caucus that is talking about people who are going to get money who are not returning, like me. And then there is a so people are glued to that in the caucus. I was wondering if we could just give another 5 more minutes. I asked somebody to go and get as many members as possible so that we finalize this.
Okay. We have noted the apologies. Whilst we are having Honorable Mbunga, we agree that we will continue the business of the meeting. We may not be able to adopt the reports before us because of the quorum, but there is nothing that will prohibit us from presenting the reports to the meeting. And we have adopted the agenda, by the way. Yes. We know that we don't have a quorum. We will start then with there are three reports before us. The first report is the draft report on the 2016 public submissions, which were dealt with in the previous meeting, if I'm not mistaken. So I want members to go through the report, check whether there are any shortcomings, whether there are corrections to be made, whether there are additions to be made. And we will then go through this report page by page. Page one, members have the report before them. Am I correct? The 2016 draft report on the 2016 submissions. Page one. Page two. Thank you. page 3. Page 4. Yes, if there is anything that you would like. Page 4.
Yes. Is this next? No. I'm living in different than
what
you
said.
Yeah.
That's the legal report.
I don't have. Yeah. No, my apologies.
Page 7. Slide just for page 8. Page 9. Page 10. Thank you.
Chair. I think on page 15, I'm sorry to take you back. No, no, we are covered. Thank you, Chair. Thank you.
Page 16. Page 20. Page 22.
Can I just, I confirm on at the bottom, the ACDP supports the sentiments, but could I just, for record purposes, you see the sentiments are not the sentiments of the recommendation, the sentiments are of the submission.
That's on page 23.
23 at the bottom, so wherever the ACDP supports the sentiments, it is of the submission, and it's just a small amendment. The ACDP supports the sentiments of the submission. If that could be just done consistently, I'd appreciate that, Jim. Thank you so much.
Okay, please.
That would be for all the ACDP where that is expressed, Jim. Thank you.
Come again, on the floor?
No, wherever it says the ACDP supports the sentiments
on the submission.
Of the submission, if we could do that wherever it is said that.
Okay, thank
you. I really appreciate that. Thank you, Chair. I should have raised it earlier.
Okay, understood.
Catered for by the promotion and protection of cattle. see that you also agree with the sentiments. Are you saying that that recommendation is not in line with this trying to find out?
Want to find out from Honorable Swar?
Yes.
We support the sentiments in the submission and we reserve our position on the matter. I think it's correctly reflected. We're not saying we are necessarily opposed to that. I think that's what the question is. So, because the recommendation is it does not necessitate a review of the Constitution, so we reserve our position on that. But it's important that we note that our comments relate to whether we agree or disagree with the submission. Thank you.
Page 25. Page 26. Page 27.
Committee notes as follows. At the bottom A, there is no clarity on what defective that requires
curing
through something's missing. Defective is what an adjective for what? Rephrasing of that panel. There is no clarity. Yes, on what is defective or yes, something's missing there. Just
As I hear from Memtab, it's like the sentence should be better read. There is no clarity on what is defective.
Page 28. Page 28. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
very first sentence. Page 30.
Judges, that's the submission, sentiment of the submission for the ACDP, that's for that consistency issue I raised earlier, Chair.
That's the last sentence.
And the one in the middle, Chair.
The ACDP?
No, wait. Just the one in the middle supports the sentiments of the submission, contained in the submission. That's little clause I just want added wherever.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Page 31.
Yeah, can we just at paragraph 3.59 SASL, maybe we need to just say what that means, because a person reading this would know.
32,
I'm sorry. Yes. At 3.59, just write out that capitalized in the first sentence, SASL. South African sign.
Oh, okay. Oh, that the acronym be written in full?
Then yes.
Okay.
But if you just bear in mind, people read this and they wouldn't know what it
yes,
means.
Yes. No, I think that's in order. Page 32, 3.59. There's first sentence below the heading. The constitution to include SASL. The recommendation is that it be written in full. Yes. South African Sign Language. Page 34.
page 36. Tabled to the committee. It will be up to the committee to make the point that the report is adopted when we have the necessary one. Honorable Kumrod?
Maybe it's a technicality. When we read this report, nobody raised anything of substance that said that changed the resolution of the committee. That they have accepted that, and this is what they have agreed when they had a quorum. Now, to rewrite that, because all this is just the writing of what people, what the committee agreed on. What I'm trying to say is that the thing was agreed, all of this year was agreed by a committee that had a quorum. The difference is that it's rewriting of that. We want to find out, the question you wanted to find out is this what is has been agreed upon? That's it. And the answer is yes. Now, you want a quorum to agree on what had been agreed when there was a quorum. That's the question.
No, maybe we understand it differently. Last week, the committee was dealing with individual submissions, which were of which proper recommendations were made. Now, what we are doing here is to table a report of all the submissions of 2016, which the committee needs to adopt, unless I'm wrong.
Honorable,
the question I was asking,
let me give you a chance to open up.
Chairperson, I agree with you because we had just a list of the submissions last week. And in order for us to approve or accept a report on that, whether it's correct or not, we need a quorum. The five of us can't decide whether this is a true reflection. There could be someone else who doesn't agree with it. So I think the procedure you are proposing is correct.
I was asking you a question. This is a technical question. I say, let us suppose we agree. Take one by one of those things that are there. When you put them this side, one by one. We agree this is Coca-Cola. We agree this is this and so on. Now they are putting together. Now you want another agreement when they are together. Is this the same? Because what is there? And then somebody says, what is here? And I think that what was corrected here, apart from small things here, was what Mr. Swar said. No, this, we did not say that. We just said this about the ECDP. But all what we agreed on, unless somebody says, is not in the report. I say, you are saying to me that the report has to be agreed on. But all what is in the report has been agreed. Now that this report reflects what has been there,
we need to also say all of us or the committee, I mean the quorum, must say yes, it is what we agreed on. Now, what if for argument's sake, people, the quorum is consists of people who have not been there last week. The quorum is there, but none of the people were there last week when the committee agreed on. Then they adopt it as if it was there. I'm just asking the question, technical question, I say, there has to be there again. Must it be there? The same people who were there last week. If they are not there, none of them is there. Can they adopt that report?
Chair, I understand what the Honourable Advocate Mpuwane is suggesting, but what we are accepting is the report. We've not had sight of the report before. That is, and I agree with your approach, that a quorum needs to adopt the approach. The fact that we might have discussed the submissions is a separate issue. At the end of the day, they must be contained in a report, which we then go through, and this report must be accepted by a quorum of this committee, whoever is part of that quorum. So next week, the quorum will be there to accept the report, because we haven't had sight of the report before. That is the key thing. We have dealt with the submissions, but the report is something separate. Thank you, Chair.
Chair, just to add to that, to give any legal status to this report, it must be adopted by a quorum.
I think we will answer this. So, welcome on here. We will now go to the next report, which is...
Can we get somebody, if possible, to try and get some people to come and add up, because I'm not sure if we'll have a slot next week. Do you think we'll have a slot next week, Comrade Secretary?
I propose that maybe next week Tuesday during lunch here, we can do that. Because now a lot of people are not here.
What I am suggesting. Last week,
fabricate a quorum on the argument of Advocate Mpuwane. That's, I understand what he's trying to do, he's trying to assist, but we can't fabricate it by saying we agreed to it last week and this is, that's not so. This is not, had we considered the report last week normally, like we do in the Justice Committee, we accept the report with amendments. This is something totally different. And I support Honourable Motopa next week on Tuesday. We can we can get together, we can call the members.
Point of order, I think he's not addressing what I'm talking about. He's addressing what I talked about earlier. And I have already agreed with you on that. All I'm saying is that we have got, that will be the last day. If we don't get a quorum then it means we won't make a report. Want to talk to all our things.
Because I don't see you taking us forward. At the beginning of this meeting, we agreed that irrespective of the fact that we don't have a quorum, we will table this report and then we will see to it that we have a slot next week where the meeting will be for the sole purpose of adopting the report, which has already been discussed by members in this meeting. So we are not going to look for some shortcut. Let's just continue. If what you anticipate happens, we'll cause the breach when we get to that day. We'll get to that point. So can we please just continue with the meeting? I think you have been thoroughly addressed.
Okay.
We are getting now to the next report, which is the draft report on the 2017-2018 public submissions. Yes. We are also tabling this report like the first report.
Page 5, just a typo, prevents rural residents. Should be residents. You got in the page?
Yes. Page 7. Like the first report, we are limited to this report, and then it will be up to the quorum of the committee to ensure that the report is adopted. The next report is the draft legacy report. The draft legacy report, which I believe was also sent to members through via email. Like the first two reports, let's go through the reports. Page 2. Page 3. Yes, sir.
Just the top sentence, the second line, as well as establish an ad hoc committee. I think the committee should be inserted, and then a bit further on in the sentence, in terms of rule 253, to initiate and introduce.
I think we worked very hard last year. If you look at 2.2 submissions received, we received 630,000. Is that the figure that relates to all the submissions on the land hearings? Is that the figure there? Maybe just your clarity. I would presume that is correct. But then I'm just concerned because this report is now a reflection today, as I understand it, because then the issue next to 2017 in the table submissions to be considered. Does that not mean, should we not change that to say that the submissions have been considered?
Yes.
And above deliberations for finalized yet, surely we should just say submissions considered.
Have been considered. Yes. We have just considered those.
Yes.
Yeah.
But now there is a bit of confusion with 2018.
On the 630.
That's the land hearings ones, I presume. But then in addition to that, there are the ones we've considered today in our draft report, which refers to 2018. So one might want to just clarify that. 2018, 630 on the land issue, 2008, other submissions. Distinguish between the two.
Yeah.
Because it looks like the submissions we dealt with in our draft report have already been published in the ATC. No, that was only the land issue. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So what do we say about this one?
I would add below the 2018, I just put a 2018-1 and then 2018-2, and then you put another line that indicates the additional public submissions that we considered today. I don't think it's many. It's 60. Yeah, it's in this report, it's 5. There are 5 submissions there.
But can I understand it clearly?
Yes, sir.
This committee was given a mandate by Parliament to facilitate submissions on one particular issue.
That's right. That's the first one, 2018.
Do we have to consider as 630 submissions?
Well, it does enhance the fact that we got all those written oral submissions. Written and oral, I don't know, it's up to the committee, but all I'm saying is there are two distinct, in 2018, there were two distinct sets of submissions. There were the submissions on the land issue and the normal submissions we get. Yeah, and we need to reflect it separately, just because that report has not yet been adopted. Otherwise, it looks that everything has been adopted. So that's why I would separate the two. However number you want to put there is neither here nor there. But we just need to separate the two. Thank you, Chair.
Honourable?
I'm trying to understand what Honourable Swart is saying. Don't ask, can you explain what he's really saying?
Can you maybe just see how you understand it?
So, Chair, as it stands now, we are reflecting
the submissions received in a year. As it is indicated on page 3, it refers only to the submissions on one particular issue that has already been ATC'd, and that is the land issue. In addition to that, in 2018, we received other submissions that we've now considered in our draft report. That must be reflected separately because that has not been ATC'd yet. And those are 5 submissions on various issues. And that's why I suggested that under 2018, we have 2 categories, 2018-1 as it is there, and then under that 2018-2, number of written submissions received 5, number of legal opinions, I don't think there was any, and then we would say submissions have been considered.
Okay, maybe something different I want to check. In 2.2, 2018-630609. What is that? What do you mean by number of written submissions received? 630609. What does it consist of?
Thanks, Chair. Let me start by agreeing with Honourable Swart. What that means, that 630 is submissions that related to CRC section 25. But there were CRC that dealt just with the constitutional amendments, the normal annual 31st of May constitutional amendments. And Honorable Swartz is saying add those five, if there were five on those ones, add them to that context. Because these that we have here are the ones that related to that specific task of February. So we are not reflecting here as we've reflected in 14, 15, 16, and 17. And all that's what we're saying, add the 18 that relate to those of 14, 15, 16, and 17 that Sisanda has normally analyzed for us. Thanks, Chair.
What seems to be so difficult, Honorable?
No, I want to find out. Is this the number of written submissions that you received? Because I thought this is one thing that was controversial. We didn't agree on the number of submissions that were given, if I understand, I remember correctly. And we didn't agree. We did not agree.
The committee adopted a report. Are you aware of that?
Yes.
Yes. That's the report that is being reflected.
Okay.
But the long and short, we agree on our sort with you. Yes, that they should be separated. Because there was this particular issue which the committee was tasked with. But over and above that, there are normal submissions that are being made annually. And those need to be recorded. We're still on page 3. Anything else on page 3? Page 4.
Chairperson.
Yes, ma'am.
On page 4, the 6th paragraph, that means recommendation for the amendment of section 25 of the Constitution in order to make explicit provision for state expropriation. I don't think it's a state that expropriates government.
You see, what line number?
Expropriation.
Where are we?
Page 4, paragraph 6, chapter 1, 2, 3, 5, sorry. No, 6, because there is a shorter, yes.
Paragraph.
Yeah.
Or the, okay, the second paragraph.
The second, yes.
Okay.
No, but it's a 6 from top.
The 6th line.
Yes, line.
Okay. You're saying?
That state. Yeah, should be.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Provision.
Expropriation of land without compensation.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Agreed?
Yes.
Okay. Page 5.
Chair, can I just ask you on page 6, you see at the very last schedule, on that last line of page 6, 2 November, consideration of legal opinions not adopted yet. But by the time we finish today, it will be all adopted.
Yes.
So we're going to have to change all those not adopted. Otherwise, it looks like we've got unfinished work, so we're going to have to change it to make sure it's all completed and adopted.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chair.
Oh, thank you very much. Yes. No, but okay.
Yeah,
the technicality, yes.
Am I correct? Otherwise it looks like the next page, not adopted.
Yes.
It looks like all the work is outstanding still. The next parliament will say, but they've not got to pick up all this work again.
No, understood. Page 7?
Same.
Everywhere it appears as not adopted. will actually change shape once we adopt the report. Page 8, page 9. Page 10. Page 11. Page 12. Page 13. Page 14. Page 15. Page 16.
Chair, I'm just on the 25th of October, I think there's a reference to Saint-Vest, Lightbow, Eiendoms. I think that's spelled incorrectly. It's spelled E-I-E-N.
Eiendoms.
It's at E-I-E-N-D-O-M. Eiendoms.
Can we get in one more sort?
As it is there, it says it's very Aina. So the word is spelled incorrectly. It's E I E.
Or N. Eiendoms.
Eiendoms, not Aina Doms.
Eiendoms. Page 17. Yes, ma'am.
Just the first name there, Mr. Brian Musto. As far as I recall, he's a retired attorney, not a retired judge.
Okay. Retired attorney. Okay. Secretary? Okay. Page 17.
research agent chairperson, AFASA, is it possible to write it in full because it's not so well-known acronym? It's unlike AfriForum and NetBank. They are well-known acronyms. So AFASA and there is another one. On page 17, the same AFRA, my apologies, taking it back. Also on page 17, we have AFRA, if you can just write it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much, Chair. On page 18, I think bullet point 4 must be removed. How the resolution to amend section 25 and the single 6th parliament must do that. That has been done already. Bullet point 4, point number 4. When we are saying the 6th parliament must consider a House resolution on the amendment of section 25 of the constitution. Oh. I'm saying that was done in the 5th parliament.
Done, yeah.
Then the second one, Chair, on page number 5. I'm not sure on that one. Not page 5, I beg your pardon, bullet point 5.
Bullet point 5.
So I beg your pardon. I don't know that it's the House that must consider the staffing of committees. Is that not something for the House Chair? I'm not sure that we take that to the National Assembly, to say the National Assembly, because then every committee will do that. I'm just asking the question. It's my understanding here, if you're saying the House must consider capacitating this committee. Now my question is that the matter that the House deals with, or is that a matter that is dealt with the committee section and from the House level dealt with through the Chair of Chairs? That's the question that I'm asking. I'm not sure that that's something that we should burden the entire National Assembly and the NCOP with.
I'm starting by
members, is that, how do you view that?
Chair, one could I think the sentiment, like we do in the Justice Committee, you would put that in a report somewhere. It's not necessarily, so maybe that sentence should be captured elsewhere in this legacy report. So it's just that we note the challenges that arose. So that would be probably, so we should just move that sentence to somewhere else. Challenges. We've got 7-8 international trips, 8 sponsorships, maybe just above there. We just say that, you know, the committee notes, and we just put that there. And so then it's not.
Honourable Smith, that it should not
necessarily be a recommendation, but it's so that we are aware of the challenges that arose, because it did cause substantial issues, Chair, and. We do commend the staff for the work that they did, and I think we need to bear that in mind for the next parliament, but I do agree it's not necessarily something that needs a House resolution on.
You will see where to capture that problem. It will find expression, but not necessarily as a resolution, a recommendation to the House. Thank you very much. That brings us to the end of this report. The report is so tabled. It will be up to the quorum of the committee to ensure that it is adopted. The last thing that we have here are the minutes, which also need to be tabled. Honourable Smith?
No, Chair. I don't think we have to go through the minutes, because I'm saying I'm not sure what we're doing by going through the minutes if we can't adopt them here. I think you should be saying that the minutes are given to members. On Tuesday, we then go through them again. Because we'll repeat the same exercise again on Tuesday. So for me, tabling, members have it, and CISPAT must make sure that other members have them in preparation for our meeting on Tuesday, and then we go through them once on Tuesday. That would be my proposal, Chair. But just on that matter, Chair, while someone there, if you allow me, should we not be asking CISPAT and the team not only to look at Tuesday at lunchtime, but also to look at maybe Tuesday evening. I think we should send out a SMS and ask for confirmation, because if we don't do it at lunchtime, it means none of these things, as Honorable Lotchitz was saying, none of these things have any gravitas or binding on. So I'm saying, let us say to people, you've got between 1 and 2 on Tuesday, or you've got between 5 and 6, I don't know what time the house rises, between 5 and 6 on Tuesday, can you indicate your availability? We were saying Tuesday, isn't it? Or Wednesday. Or even in the morning, I don't know. All I'm saying is, this thing that we tie ourselves just to 1 hour might be problematic because it's the last day. I think we should be more flexible and say to members, these are the three times, and make sure that they are there. Because we can't form a quorum if there's no NCOP members. We just can't. Even if there were 1,000 NA members with no NCOP members, it's not a quorum. So I think that there should be some of that spadework done before Tuesday or Wednesday. Then we take a decision on the strength of NCOP members also being available, or at least a portion of them being available. Thanks.
How do you view that,
Pemos?
Agreed. Okay. Suspect? The minutes will be given to members, and I think also they should be advised that those who want to make corrections can do the corrections in writing to the secretary, so that when we meet on Tuesday or at whatever time, ours is to adopt. Agree? Thank you very much. This brings us to the end of this meeting. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, sir.